The Anatomy of Falling by Michael Singer. Leaving the seat of self is not generally a willful act. The laws of attraction will cause it to happen. Consciousness is always drawn to the most distracting object, the bumped toe, the loud noise, or the hurting heart. It's the same law, both inside and out. The consciousness goes to the place that distracts it the most. When a blockage gets hit, the same attraction takes place, and the consciousness gets pulled to the source of discomfort. That place then becomes your seat of consciousness. It falls down to where the disturbance is happening, and the whole world looks different. Let's analyze this fall step by step. It begins when you get pulled down into the disturbed energy. You end up exactly where you don't belong. Now, as you look out through your disturbed energy, everything is distorted by the haze of your disturbance. Things that looked beautiful now look ugly. Things you liked now look dark and depressing. But nothing has really changed. It's just that you're looking at life from that seat of disturbance. Each of these shifts in your perception should remind you to let go. The moment you start seeing that you don't like the people you used to like, the moment you start seeing that your life looks really different, the moment it all starts getting negative, let go. Once activated, a blockage must run its course. If you don't let go, you get sucked in. You're no longer free. You're caught. Once you fall from your seat of relative clarity, you're under the mercy of the disturbed energy. This is the anatomy of falling. When you're in this state of disturbance, your tendency will be to act in order to try to fix things. You don't have the clarity to see what's going on. You just want the disturbance to stop. So you start getting down to your survival instincts. You may feel that you have to do something drastic. You may want to leave your husband or wife or move or quit your job. The mind starts saying all kinds of things because it doesn't like the space and it wants to get away from it any way it can. It's one thing if the disturbance is going on inside of you, but the moment you allow it to express itself, the moment you let that energy move your body, you've descended to another level. Now, it's almost impossible to let go. If you start yelling at somebody, if you actually tell someone how you feel about them from the state of non-clarity, you've involved that person's heart and mind in your stuff. Now both of your egos are involved. Once you externalize these energies, you'll want to defend your actions and make them look appropriate. But the other person will never think they were appropriate. Now, even more forces are keeping you down. First, you fall into the darkness, and then you manifest that darkness. When you do this, you're literally taking the energy of the blockage and passing it on. What if all you had to do to avoid all of this was to let go in the beginning? If you had, you would have gone up instead of down. That's how it works. When a blockage gets hit, it's a good thing. It's time to open up internally and release the block energy. If you let go and permit the purification process to take place inside, that blocked energy will be released. When it's released and allowed to flow up, it becomes purified and merges back into your center of consciousness. This energy then strengthens you instead of weakening you. If you fall along the way, just get up and forget it. Use the lesson to strengthen your resolve. Let go right then. Don't rationalize, blame, or try to figure it out. Don't do anything. Just let go immediately and allow the energy to go back to the highest center of consciousness it can achieve. If you feel shame, let it go. If you feel fear, let it go. All of these are the remnants of the blocked energy that's finally being purified. Always let go as soon as you're aware you didn't. Let go. No matter what it is, let it go. The bigger it is, the higher the reward of letting go, and the worse the fall if you don't. It's pretty black and white. You either let go or you don't. There really isn't anything in between. So let all of your blockages and disturbances become the fuel for the journey. That which is holding you down can become a powerful force that raises you up. You just have to be willing to take the ascent.